Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. You might not be able to travel right now, as Americans are being asked to stay home in a nationwide effort to slow the spread of coronavirus. And travel has undeniably fueled the spread of the virus. But just like we flip through seed catalogs in the winter, surely we can dream and even plan for the places we'll go in the future. Jim Hagen is Secretary of South Dakota's Department of Tourism. He joins us for a look at the impact of COVID-19 on the travel and arts industry here at home. And hopefully he'll remind us that our great places are waiting for us on the other side of a pandemic. Jim Hagen, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon, Lori. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you? Healthy?
Yeah, we're healthy, and that's a blessing. But yeah, it's been a tough 10 days for this entire world, our country, and our state, no question.
Let's talk about that early financial impact. What are we seeing happening already, and how far out can we predict the impact?
Yeah, boy, it's tough. In fact, just this morning, I've been on the phone or emailing back and forth with about a half dozen industry members. And throughout the last couple of days, I've had contact with dozens every day. It's really tough out there in the tourism industry. I just was on the emailing back and forth with a hotelier this morning, and he's had to let go almost all of his staff this morning. He's never had to do something like that before. And yeah, it's really, really tough. Nationwide, same thing. We're not alone. I mean, every state, every city is facing these same challenges. And so, and we're taking it day by day. The one thing, as you just alluded to, is we know we're going to get through this crisis at some point. When we look back at past pandemics like swine flu, H1N1, there was a huge pent-up demand for travel once we got through that pandemic and that crisis. And we're seeing the same thing here, too. It's just having to deal with the immediate and not knowing how long that immediate is going to last. But we are planning for the future. We can't forget about that. But dealing with the today is tough.
Tell me how the state has shifted its messaging as far as really promoting travel in South Dakota.
Yeah, that's such a great question. So we early on, right away, as this crisis was hitting, we work with a number of partners who are out surveying constantly on a daily basis, really trying to assess the sentiment of travelers throughout the country. And we've been doing the same. And so we're seeing that sentiment shift. It's like it's shifting every day, actually. People at first, there was some sort of a bit of a pause. People were still searching, still looking, planning for the future. Now, we have seen that shift just in the last week, the week of March 11th, nationally, when consumers were asked about not quite 30% who were responding to surveys said, we're going to cancel our trip completely. Now, when that same survey was done, on March 19th, nearly 50% of Americans who were surveyed said they're going to cancel. And so what we've been doing with our messaging is just being really careful about what we say. We're still marketing. We've pulled back on some platforms like television and others. But with digital marketing, technology allows us today and intelligence allows us to find those audiences who are very receptive to still planning despite the crisis we're going on. So the message that they're seeing about South Dakota is one that's very lofty. It's very inspirational. We're just showing beautiful pictures of our pristine outdoors, our beautiful Black Hills National Forest, the beautiful Black Hills, the rolling prairies on the eastern half of the state, our glacial lakes, beautiful glacial lakes up in the northeast corner. We're not pushing any sort of message like book now, come here. We're just simply being very, if they want to request a vacation guide, they can get that. But we're just being very lofty and not pushing any sort of a call to action at this point in time. We'll continue monitoring things very closely because the last thing we want to do is to do anything that would appear that we're insensitive to the crisis that we're facing. Other things that we're doing is we're making sure that any of our digital marketing that does run, that it's not being placed near an article or anything about COVID-19. So there are just little things that you can do. People, we do have a segment of the population, like I said, that are still planning and looking to the future. And so we want to be there when they're searching, but encouraging them to, they can daydream about us today. And then down the road, when we get through this, we'll be so happy to welcome them to South Dakota.
We are hearing reports, unconfirmed reports, about many people still coming from some of those cities because they feel like this is a safe place to be. Gambling is up in Deadwood. Hill City, people are saying hotels are having problems, restaurants are having problems. Are you hearing any of those reports that people from elsewhere are coming here specifically because they like the lofty message and they think it helps them escape from a city or an urban area, for example? Is there any truth to that?
Well, I think there's no question that we've received feedback from visitors around the country who've said to us, we're planning long term. We were planning to go to X, Y, or Z. In fact, I just got an email last week from a couple in Illinois who said we were going to take a cruise. We've decided not to do that. When the time is right, we're going to come to South Dakota. And so can you send us a vacation guide? I mean, we are hearing reports of out-of-state visitors in and coming to our state. And my message would be, we're flattered that they're here, that they find us to be a safe destination, and we are. And we have these pristine outdoors, which we do, clean air, clean water, those sort of things. But we're really encouraging people, let's get through this crisis. The smart thing to do is to stay home. Come and see us later. When we get through this, we want you to come to South Dakota, no question about it. But we all have a responsibility now to do what we can to make sure that we're preventing the spread of this virus, that we're flattening the curve, that term that we've heard so much now in the last 10 days. And so it's tough because, there is a concern from right. A lot of industry members, too. Like we're not wanting to see these visitors right now just because we need to get a handle on this.
So I'm reading in the Rapid City Journal an open letter through the Deadwood Chamber of Commerce from the mayor of Deadwood asking casino operators to please shut down to help curb the potential spread in a town like Deadwood. Is the Department of Tourism messaging conflicting with this plea from local destinations to say, we can't handle these people right now. We're bringing this into our state in a travel-related way, and it could tie in with our messaging itself.
Right. No. In fact, our messaging is very much tied to the future. When we get through this crisis, then come and see us. And that's what we're going to do. None of our calls to action are come see us today, come see us next week, come see us in a month. It's down the road. When we want to see them. So, no, we're being very careful to make sure that our messaging is one that daydream about us today, that's fine, but you come when we're through this.
Do you think you made that pivot soon enough?
Yeah, I do. Yep, we were very careful when this was coming down. We pivoted right away with our marketing.
When
would have been 10 days, right when we got into the crisis, 10 days ago about 2 weeks ago.
Sure. What is your message for South Dakotans then, going forward? Because many of them want to go to places in the state that they feel are wide open and would have the appropriate distance between themselves and other people. How do you sort of, sort through that for people who need a little breather, but want to stop the spread here in the state?
For sure. My message would be, and I think Game Fish and Parks have the same message, is, if you want to get outdoors, get outdoors, but let's be smart about it, because everyone, needs to get out and get that fresh air and get a little bit of exercise. But just be careful about, huge crowds, and that's what we want to avoid. So I can certainly understand the need and the want to get outside and just clear one's head and get some fresh air. But we have to be really smart about that, too. And so, if you're out and about and you're the only ones walking on a trail, that's great. But if there are a lot of folks, that's not good. And so, again, we just have to be wise about what we're doing.
How does this all change the conversation about fireworks at Mount Rushmore this year?
You know, for now, we there are a lot of moving parts with that, but we're going to be very sensitive to how things may change and where we're at. As we know, things can change by the day, and they're certainly changing by the week. So we continue to lay the groundwork, but also know that if we need to pivot, we'll pivot. So no decisions have been made, but we're continuing on with planning we need to be, because like I said, there's a lot of moving parts, but I know that we'll be very sensitive and we'll pivot if we have to.
Are there investments involved in that planning? Do you have to make at some point financial decisions that?
Sure, there will. Yeah, sure. For now, it's, you know, we're just putting in our time, and we have been for months with working groups from the National Park Service, Department of the Interior, and at the state level. We're not at a point where we've had to expend any resources in terms of purchasing fireworks or things like that. But those are decisions we'll have to make for sure in the weeks ahead.
And the governor said, May 1st is, you know, the deadline keeps moving forward to May 1st. It seems like by July, it's hard to imagine that we'll be in a situation where we want a massive gathering like that. At what point do you make that final call? The Olympics are on hold.
Yes, I saw that. So I don't have a good answer for you today, but we certainly will take that into consideration. And we'll, you know, we're already discussing it internally with my team, and as we meet as a planning group with our other partners, we'll be having those discussions too. And I know that at the federal level, I'm sure they're having those discussions too. So I would just say stay tuned. Don't have a good answer for you today, but as things evolve, we'll definitely be in touch on that.
And they evolve every hour sometimes, don't they, Jim?
Really, honestly, it's amazing.
Well, take a fresh breath of South Dakota air. That's still allowed, and we really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Lori. Appreciate it.